Okay, I had another question, and it's probably a very straightforward, quick answer. Being diagnosed at 13, is my prognosis going to be worse because I've got birdshot at a quite young age on that scale that we showed?
Patients who develop the disease at an older age tend to do worse. But there's individual variation across the piece, I'm afraid. You were diagnosed at 30, so you're likely to have active inflammation in your eye for longer than someone who's diagnosed at 70. And as Mark showed clearly on his chart, you know, if you're older and you're on that sort of curve going down, and that will depend on the various monitoring tests that you've had, then if you're older, then you're less likely to run into trouble than if you're diagnosed when you're younger.
Yeah, I think... On an individual basis, we don't know much about progression, but there is an actuarial side of things that although older patients possibly present with worse disease, their life expectancy on average is much less than a 30-year-old. So potentially the impact of birdshot on a 30-year-old is going to be more in terms of having to take medication for 40 years plus in terms of health events and employment, just about everything, than diagnosing it possibly more severely in a 70-year-old. But that's some of the charts I was showing, but we can't get data on that, I'm afraid, at the moment.
The one thing to consider here, and I'm just bouncing this to the others to think as well, potentially the person who was diagnosed at 70 actually has had a disease for much longer than that. It wasn't recognized. So the reason why it looks so bad is because it was there for a long time and wasn't ever treated, and it looks much worse. The point here, you had a diagnosis, and I think the key issue is how quickly you had your diagnosis established and your symptoms. You're young, so probably it was done very quickly, and how your treatment's going and how you're responding to the treatment. So if those tests we discussed are looking good, your electrics are working well, your visual cues are good, the chances are that you'll be able to retain your vision very well. And we see patients doing that. I see patients now for about 20 years that I see them doing extremely well because we are much more aggressive in the way, in the 80s people said we don't treat. Now we that word not treating doesn't register anymore unless a circumstance said if you come to me totally normal. I had no evidence you have it, but why am I going to treat you in that situation? But if you have symptoms and you're coming to me because you have symptoms, I'm sure I'm going to find something wrong with your test and then I should treat you for that. So we don't know the answer specifically. I cannot don't want to guarantee to you what's going to happen in 10 years' time. But if the logic thinks to me that if you are being monitored, you're getting the right treatment, and your tests are showing good control of the disease, the likelihood is that you retain vision. Why are you going to lose vision if the disease is behaving well? Well, we certainly don't have all the answers, but it looks logical to think you should do reasonably well. The point is, these treatments we have are not perfect, so many patients don't respond to them. So that's why I said we'd see how you're responding to your treatment, because taking the tablets doesn't equal you're going to get better. You can take the tablets and you may not respond, some take the tablets and you respond. So it depends where you are and how you are showing your tests. The thing that would be great, now, when I heard interferon talk, interferon in Batches disease that was mentioned there, has actually shown that some patients go into remission. They have long spells without any manifestations of the Batches itself. And that's what we'd lovely to find for birdshot. Something I can give you that will help you, but even if I have to stop it, you still have the benefit for a very long time. And we still don't have that, because all the drugs I give you, if I stop them, either in a week or months, you find that disease deteriorating again. And that's where we're stuck. We can't stop it. It's a question of really making sure you're safe. I'm not killing you to preserve your sight. That's the key thing.
I just wanted to add from my own personal clinic with experience of birdshot patients, the more elderly the patient, and that's my experience as well, that the more severe the presentation. But there's also a whole host of other problems that come, that the elderly are much more likely to be on multiple medications for multiple diseases, and all of these drugs interact. And the side effects are so much more difficult to deal with in an elderly patient than a young 30-year-old. So the whole problem compounds itself